Scott King is with Remember the Wounded Ride. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me on your show.
Where are you as we speak?
I am at a hotel here at the Holiday Inn, I believe, here in Lansing, Michigan.
All right. Tell us, what is Remember the Wounded Ride?
It is a 48-state bicycle trek that I'm gathering a state flag from every state capital, and it's for our combat wounded veterans and their families. And I'm also raising awareness and funds for our combat wounded veterans and their families, as well as three programs within Remember the Wounded Ride.
All right, so you are riding around the country on a bike. How many states have you been to?
This is my 19th state, just over 4,000 miles. And I started in Salem, Oregon on May 7th, and now I'm on my way down to Columbus, Ohio. It'll be my 20th state. This year I will ride 31 states and end up in the nation's capital on October 25th, and that'll be just around 8,000 miles. And then I fly back to Oregon, where we will be releasing our first book, actually, on our combat wounded and our combat wounded veterans on Veterans Day of this year. And then in May of 2012, I fly back to Washington, D.C., and begin my second trek down through the southern states, finish my ride back in Salem, Oregon, with a total of about 20,000 miles.
Why do this?
You know, a lot of people ask me that question. I'm trying to do the best I can to raise awareness and raise those funds that our families of our military men and women need so desperately, and to get the word out saying, you know, we're still in a war. And these men and women are coming home from with these terrible injuries, and it's not just them that are suffering, it's the families. Families suffer so much. It's I don't think people realize that when a loved one comes home from combat, and you know, he or she has a missing limb, that somebody from the family has to be there to help this this young soldier or Marine or corpsman recover. And usually they're 1,000 miles away, and you know, somebody has to quit a job to be there with them. Well, who's paying the bills when they're gone? You know, who's paying the bills when they get there? I mean, they still have to pay for a room and, you know, and food and everything else in two places now. So you know, that's one thing that we're trying to do is make sure that people understand that it's not that easy for these families, and they're losing everything. I mean, there's families literally losing their homes and their cars, and they can't buy groceries, and it's a sad plight, you know.
And are you a wounded rider?
No, I'm not. I am a Marine. From 86 to 90, I served active duty. But no, I didn't serve in combat.
All right. Well, today, a senior advisor to the governor, Dick Posthumus, will present the Michigan flag to you, Scott King, and that's got to be a pretty cool thing.
Oh, it is, and I actually I got the flag yesterday, and I was downtown yesterday, and it was absolutely awesome. I said this great state of Michigan has some great patriots in it, and for them to present a flag to me and Remember the Wounded Ride was just absolutely wonderful. And what a class group of people down there, and getting that flag was very, very nice. And it goes with the collection of the 19 flags now that I have. So it's wonderful. We're going to raise what we're doing with the flags. We're going to raise all 50 flags at our Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Portland, Oregon, in 2013. And we're going to invite everybody that wants to be there from all over the country, governors, lieutenant governors, attorney generals, whoever wants to be there, and civilians, to raise their flag for their state and for their veterans. And that's what the plan is.
Well, Scott King is with Remember the Wounded Rider. For people who want more information on how they can help, Scott, where do they go?
They can go to our website at rememberthewoundedride.com, and there they can, you know, they can check out who we are, what we're doing, and there's ways to donate. They can donate through our website, or they can mail anything in to us through our PO box. And our goal is to raise $1 million in the next 2 years. You know, I feel I'm earning the respect of the nation by doing this right, because respect is earned; it's not just given to you. And I feel like earning the respect of the nation will help raise those funds as well.
All right, Scott. Thanks so much.
Hey, God bless you, Tony. Thank you.